exams. He will be happy. He will take that report. Those who he knows, those who he doesn't know, he will go and say, I passed my exams. Even if he goes to them two or three times, they will even get tired of him. But because he will be so happy, because he will be full of enjoyment, he will go and tell them, I passed, I'm going into Jannah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the second group. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this group. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. Then as for those who will receive the books of deeds in the left hand, فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيًا. Then out of regret, out of remorse, out of sadness, they will say, we wish that our books of deeds were never ever given to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this group. Look at that same example of that youngster or that child or that teenager who fails his exams in the dunya. When the report comes to him, you take that report, you will hide it. He will remove himself from society. Whenever people will be talking about examination reports, when they will be talking about what is the results, then this person, this individual will shun himself away. Why? Because he had failed. He will be sad. The earth will become narrow for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in the Holy Quran, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. That those who move away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his life narrow in this dunya. For us to understand what this means, look at that same person, if somebody is owing someone money, for example. And for example, he is staying in Overport. And he knows the person who is owing the money to, he maybe comes to this masjid or that masjid. So he cannot go to those masjids because every time he sees him, he knows he must put his head down. Or he must act like his feet is scratching to bend himself down. And then he has to move away and go to another locality. The earth becomes narrow for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Those who turn away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his life difficult in this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put tests and tribulations upon him which he will not be able to handle. That same youngster and that same student who failed that exam, he will be sad. He will run away, he will shun away from society. But respected brothers, in this dunya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a second chance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a second chance in this dunya. But on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will close the deeds, close the books of deeds. A person's mouth will be sealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. On that day a person's mouth will be sealed. How a person had lived his life in this dunya, those a'mal that a person will take in the hereafter, that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at him on the day of Qiyamah. If a person had lived his life correctly in this dunya, following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah tariqah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then on the day of Qiyamah his books of deeds will be given to him in his right hand. The malaika will be happy with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy with him. Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recognize the alamat and the sign of iman on this person's forehead. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter this person into Jannah forever and ever. In this dunya, a person has a second chance. A person can write a supplementary exam. A person can pay more money. A person can rewrite the exam. But wallah, respected, that is in the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give us a second chance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day will make us use the currency of our a'mal. If we had done anything wrong in this dunya to anyone, and we owe them rands or dollars or pounds in this dunya, on the day of Qiyamah we will not be able to pay them with any currency. On the day of Qiyamah we will have to use our a'mal as-salihah. Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da al-maut. That an intelligent person is that person who goes against his desires in this dunya. The life of this dunya is very short, and the life of this dunya is a test. The life of this dunya is filled with glitters and glamours. Those of us who get involved and carried away with these glitters and glamours, and we become idols towards it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us to task on the day of Qiyamah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, wal ajiz man atba'a nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna 'ala Allah. An incapable person is that person who follows his desires in this dunya. Whatever his nafs and shaitan is telling him to do, he follows it. And in the end, he says, we have mercy, we have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected brothers, it is mentioned very simply and beautifully that one subhanallah a person takes in this dunya, a person says subhanallah in this dunya while he is alive with true iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him a tree in Jannah. So one subhanallah in this dunya is more valuable than millions of subhanallahs in the hereafter. Because in the hereafter a person will not have the chance. A person will not be able to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to attain reward. But in this dunya, one subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us that reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us in this dunya, respected brothers. Our life in this dunya is short. And the journey to the hereafter is forever and ever. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains in a hadith, saying that this life of this dunya is something which is short. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opted a life of extravagance, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have had all the wealth of this dunya. But what life did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam live in this dunya? It is mentioned that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opted for a life where one day he will fast and have no food so he can make sabr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the next day he will eat so he can make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A poet mentions very beautifully that al-mawtu ka'sun kullu nafsin sharibuha. That death is like a goblet. Each and every single person will have a chance to drink from it. Wal-qabru babun. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ دَاخِلُهَا. And the qabr is like a door. Each and every single person will have a chance to enter through it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent us in this dunya for a purpose and for an object. It is mentioned that dunya خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send us in this dunya forever and ever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this dunya for us. But we have not been created for this dunya. We have been created for the hereafter. The more good actions we will do in this dunya, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us in this dunya, in the qabr and in the akhirat as well. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught sahaba ikram what iman was to such an extent that sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they exchanged the love of this dunya for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, when Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum went out in battles, and when they fought, and when they were slain, and when their hands were chopped off, and when their bodies were mutilated, at that time, that pain that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum underwent, they did not feel that pain. Why? Because they substituted that pain for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, if we go for an operation, or if we go under any small operation, we will have to take anesthetic. Why? Because we cannot handle the pain. But Allah Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they had exchanged that pain for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them that rank of radiallahu ta'ala anhum wa radu'an, where they were pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with them. When it came to the life of this dunya, they had given everything for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they understood the importance of deen. In the time of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he dispatched an army to Rome to fight the Romans. And the entire army of Muslims were captured by the Roman emperor. And in that army there was a sahabi by the name of Hazrat Abdullah bin Huzafa radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And when the emperor of Rome had captured this entire army, his wazirs, the people around him had informed the emperor that, oh emperor, in this army, in these captors, there is a sahabi by the name of Abdullah bin Huzafa, who is the companion from the time of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Roman emperor called Hazrat Abdullah bin Huzafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he told him that if you leave the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm giving you this proposal. If you have to leave the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and accept Christianity, in exchange of this, I will share my entire kingdom with you. As Abdullah bin Huzafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu looks up and he tells the king that, oh king, if you have to give me your entire kingdom and also half the kingdom of the entire Arab Peninsula, I would never ever leave the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Roman emperor became very angry and he commanded that as Abdullah bin Huzafa radiallahu ta'ala will be taken and be put into the gallows. And before he killed Hazrat Abdullah bin Huzafa radiallahu ta'ala anhum, to intensify it, to make him scared, he commanded his soldiers to take another companion from the Muslims and to kill him. Hadith mentions that this companion was taken and the best shooters, the best bow and arrow shooters were brought and he was shot until he had passed away. After this, the Roman emperor had called Abdullah bin Huzafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu and he told him that now will you accept the religion of Christianity? As Abdullah bin Huzafa denied, he said, I will never ever accept the religion of Christianity. So the Roman emperor, he commanded his slaves, he commanded his men to bring a cauldron and put water into it and boil it. And as that water was boiling, he commanded that two other companions of the Muslim be taken and thrown into that water. And in front of us, Abdullah bin Huzafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they both had passed away. At this, as Abdullah bin Huzafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu began to cry. When the soldiers saw Abdullah bin Huzafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu crying, they sent a message back to the Roman emperor and they said, the time has come. He is crying, he is scared, he is going to leave the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On this third attempt, as Abdullah bin Huzafa radiallahu ta'ala was called in front of the Roman emperor. And the Roman emperor for the third time proposed the religion of Christianity to him. But on the third time, as Abdullah bin Huzafa radiallahu ta'ala anhum rejected and denied it. Wallah, respected brothers, it is mentioned regarding Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that the iman was kal jibal, was like the mountains. Only quarter of the mountain is visible. The remainder three quarter of a mountain is embedded in the earth. Only quarter of the iman of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum was visible to mankind. The remainder three quarter of the iman was embedded in the heart. As Abdullah bin Huzafa radiallahu ta'ala anhum denies the Roman emperor, the Roman emperor says, I do not understand. You are crying. You are scared. But why are you still rejecting? Why are you refusing to accept the religion of Christianity? As Abdullah bin Huzafa radiallahu ta'ala anhum looks up and he tells the Roman emperor that I am not crying because I am scared to die. I am not crying because I am fearful of death. I am crying because I only have one life. And if you take this life away from me, I will not have another life to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he looks at the emperor and he says that I take a qasam in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I had that amount of lives which was equivalent to each and every strand of hair on my body, I would have given each and every life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. Allah, respected brothers, life is short. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us in this dunya for a maqsad and a purpose. وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has only created insan and has only created jinnat so that we may worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we may recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we are alive. Today we have good health. Wallah, we do not know tomorrow what is going to happen. We do not know the next hour what is going to happen. Our brothers in New Zealand, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them, for their families. They are regarded as shaheed. the fadilat of a shaheed is before his blood touches the ground, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest ranking of Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for their families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us also. Grant us safety. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant our books of deeds in our right hand. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Thank you.